From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The terror alert in Brussels, Belgium is now at the highest level, with authorities warning of a possible attack similar to the one in Paris that killed 130 people 8 days ago. Prime Minister Charles Michel said today the alert level is now Category 4 in response to quite precise information about the risk of an attack and concerns that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack, perhaps even in several places, the Prime Minister said at a news conference. An earlier statement warned citizens to avoid crowded public areas such as concerts, shopping areas, and transport hubs if possible. 1 week ago, on November 13th, militants carried out a series of bomb and gun attacks throughout Paris. The assault was claimed by the Islamic State group. In Mali, the death toll from Friday's assault in a hotel in the capital stands at 27 people, including two gunmen who carried out the attack. Two West African militant groups claimed joint responsibility. At the ASEAN meeting in Malaysia today, President Obama spoke about the situation in Mali.
We will stand with the people of Mali as they work to rid their country of terrorists and strengthen their democracy. With allies and partners, the United States will be relentless against those who target our citizens. We will continue to root out terrorist networks.
3 days of mourning have begun now in Mali. The attack there underscores the threat posed by Islamist militants who remain active in northern and central Mali in spite of the presence of UN peacekeepers. Russia says it has carried out a massive bombing campaign against Islamic State targets in Syria. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has reported to President Vladimir Putin that Russian warplanes destroyed 15 oil facilities and more than 500 fuel trucks in bombings this week in a bid to cripple and the economic foundations of the terrorist group. This is VOA News. Turkey says its forces are on the verge of a major joint military operation with the U.S. against Islamic State. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkey and the United States have confirmed that their forces are poised to launch a major military operation to close a 98-kilometer strip of the Turkey-Syria border used by Islamic State. The operation will help silence criticism of Ankara's stance towards the group, says Sinan Ulgen, a visiting scholar at Carnegie Europe in Brussels.
There has been indeed quite a bit of criticism of Turkey's behavior, of Turkey acting more cautious than what its Western partners wanted.
Meanwhile, Washington and Ankara continue to disagree over how to retake the Islamic State-controlled areas in Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been pressing for the creation of a safe area protected by a no-fly zone. This week, however, U.S. President Barack Obama said that would be counterproductive. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak today called on his fellow Southeast Asian leaders to unite in moderation over extremism to combat the jihadists.
Moderation or wasatiyah is at the heart of Islam. It is a Quranic injunction that no Muslim can disobey.
Opening the 27th ASEAN summit, those leaders said he was altering the remarks he intended to deliver in order to address the recent terror attacks by Muslim extremists in France, Mali, and elsewhere. Najib contended ASEAN, since its inception in 1967, has helped keep the peace between people of all faith in the region. Authorities in Afghanistan say unknown gunmen kidnapped at least 20 bus passengers today in a southern region where suspected loyalists of the self-named Islamic State earlier this month beheaded 7 civilian hostages, including 3 females. Provincial authorities tell VOA Afghan security forces have launched a search and rescue operation in the area. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for these latest kidnappings. 3 new cases of Ebola have been confirmed in Liberia, which is a setback for the country, which had been declared free of the disease. Liberia was declared Ebola-free May 9th, but new cases emerged in June. The World Health Organization declared the country Ebola-free again on September 3rd. Liberia is one of 3 West African countries hit hard by the Ebola outbreak that began in December 2013, recording more than 10,000 cases and 4,800 deaths. Pope Francis arrives in Kenya on Wednesday to start his first official African visit. As with previous tours, the Pope is expected to speak about an issue close to his heart, climate change, with a special resonance in Africa. A recent World Bank report said that more than 100 people could be pushed into poverty by 2030 due to the impact of climate change. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.